I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, Richard here. I know you've probably heard a lot about the deep web. Nowadays, it's a topic that's pretty much burnt out, mostly because everyone knows how to watch out for the dangers of the deep web. But at the time, about 10 years ago, it was not so normal. At the time, the deep web was all the rage, and we all wanted to go in without knowing what we were dealing with. But still, we were prepared for the deep web. We had gone in before, and we knew what we should and shouldn't do. But nothing was going to prepare us for what happened that night. That day, we encountered evil personified, with people so cruel and twisted that they surpassed anything we expected, even for the deep web. At the time, we were freshmen in a college of technology. Me and my two friends were pursuing a degree in web design, and we were curious about everything related to the web, especially everything related to its darker side. The day before it all happened, one of my friends told us that he found a page on the deep web that he wanted to show us. He told us that we were not going to believe what we were going to see, but that we had to go to his house to do it. Alan was relatively mysterious that day, but he was like that. And with his extensive knowledge of the deep web, we believed him. What he wanted to show us was surely something big. The next day, Victor and I went to Alan's house, prepared to encounter anything. Once we entered, his parents waited for us. They were both two people who seemed to be very calm. They were very relaxed and friendly. Alan always told us that his parents were very creative and progressive. And seeing their house full of artwork painted by them, I believed him. Alan got along very well with his parents, who asked us if we wanted something to eat. And they said they were going to be busy doing their own thing, so they wouldn't bother us. After eating pizza, we went to Alan's room and turned on the computer while we talked about school.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I couldn't help but notice that Alan was very excited. What he was going to show us must surely be huge. Once the computer was on, Alan opened Thor and started browsing through some pages. Without waiting long, he opened a notepad and copied a URL to a web page. Once he got to that page, Victor and I understood perfectly well what was happening. Alan had entered a live red room. As soon as we walked in, we immediately told him to get out. Not only was that place completely immoral and perversive, but it was also dangerous. We had heard several stories of how many people had been hacked just for being there. If for some reason they suspected us, they would surely try to hack us and look for us. Maybe I was being a bit exaggerated, but I felt that our lives were really in danger. I looked around and I seemed to be the only one scared. Victor was telling him to stop, but he was just as curious as Alan. I decided to play along and stay with him. There was nothing to indicate that I was here anyway, since this wasn't even my PC. Alan seemed to know what he was doing, otherwise, he wouldn't put himself at risk like that. We stayed for a while watching the Red Room without voting or participating. And what we saw changed my life forever. I don't know how to tell you that what I saw was the ugliest and scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. On the monitor, I could see a man with a black leather suit covering his whole body, even his face. The man was torturing the victim horribly. A middle-aged woman tied to a chair. After torturing her, the man grabbed a huge, strong thread and tightened it around her neck. At that moment, I knew what was going to happen, but I turned anyway. I didn't want to see an innocent person murdered in front of me. Turning around, I could see Alan and Victor watching in fascination. They seemed to be amused. Is it over? Yes. They've taken her away. Come on, turn around. They're talking in the chat room. As I turned around, I saw my friends open the chat room and read the messages. They all seemed to be strangely casual messages. They were all asking each other how their day had been, and the answer seemed completely normal. Suddenly, I read a message that caught my attention. Are you guys having a good time? Want some more pizza? Reading that, Victor and I froze in fear. That message, was it a coincidence? It was a Friday night. A lot of people must eat pizza, right? We both stared at the monitor, wondering if we should reply. Alan, on the other hand, didn't look at us. He simply wrote without consulting us.
We are perfect. I'll have some more pizza later.
Alan, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I rude? I didn't ask you guys if you wanted more pizza.
Why did you answer them? Have you lost your mind?
I just didn't think it was polite not to answer them. After all, they made us pizza while they were very busy.
What are you talking about?
My parents. The ones in the Red Room.
Alan, are you feeling okay?
I feel perfect. Everything turned out perfect. You guys thought I invited you to see a simple Red Room. You couldn't do that from your own home. I invited you because I needed volunteers. They needed kids to participate in the...
Look, man, I don't know what kind of psychotic joke you think you're making on us, but I'm not in the mood to take it. With that said, Victor approaches the exit door. As he opens it, he is surprised to see someone behind it. It's Alan's parents. Just the man in black who was in the Red Room.
Oh, great. You're a volunteer.
Surprising me and Victor, they all walked into the room and addressed us. At that moment, I don't remember much else. Just the man in black running towards me with a handkerchief in his hand that he put in my mouth. And after that, everything went black. When I woke up, I was in the same Red Room that I had just seen on the computer. The lighting was very intense because of the red lights on the ceiling. There were about 6 or 7 lamps above us, and they illuminated everything. I tried to move, to escape, but at that moment I realized that my whole body was completely taped up, even my mouth, so I couldn't scream. I turned my eyes around and realized that Victor was next to me in the same condition as me. Among everything I saw, there were torture devices, blood, a table full of surgical elements, and in the background, a corpse. It was the bloody, decapitated corpse of the lady who was before us. The same woman we saw on a monitor, thinking that this would never happen to us. As soon as I saw the corpse, I turned my head quickly to get her away from there. As I turned my head, I found some stairs leading out of this basement. I recognized this house. We were still in Alan's house. Before I could think of much else, the man in black approached us, with a huge knife in his hand. In front of us was a camera, and the man made sure not to cover it as he walked. When he reached our side, the man suddenly ran his knife across my neck, grazing it and almost cutting me. When he was done with me, he approached Victor and did the same thing. He was much more frightened than I was and burst into tears the instant the man raised the knife in his direction.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Unable to contain himself, Victor became even more desperate and tried to get out of his chair. The man simply ignored him and walked away for a few seconds. When he returned, he showed us a cell phone in his hand. The cell phone had a finalized vote on it. As we watched the cell phone screen, still trying to figure out what it meant, the man walked away for a few seconds and left the phone on the table. Suddenly, he turned around and ran to us at high speed with his knife in his hand. Once he was next to Victor, he stabbed him again and again at high speed. Before we could react, he had already stabbed him more than 10 times, and he didn't seem to be close to stopping. With his mouth covered so he wouldn't scream, Victor cried and cried nonstop. I still remember the worst image. The image that will haunt me until the day I die. The image was not of Victor being stabbed, but his eyes. Before he died, he looked at me. He was still crying. His tear-filled eyes looked at me with confusion. He didn't understand why he was dying. Didn't understand why someone was stabbing him in a basement while other people watched. Those were the eyes of a person who just wanted to be at home, hugging his dog and talking to his friends. They were eyes that wanted to go on living. Suddenly, those eyes went out. Victor was dead. I stared at him in shock until I felt something on my face again. It was the same handkerchief as before, with the same smell. Suddenly, I fell asleep again. When I woke up, I was in the street a few meters away from my house. I got up very dizzy and walked instinctively to my door. My parents hugged me and asked me what had happened to me. A short time later, I felt better and told the police everything. When they went to Alan's house, they found no one. It seems I was asleep for several hours, just enough time for them to grab their stuff and run away. I never heard from them, and the only reason they declared Victor dead was because of my testimony, since no one ever found his body. Today, I live in fear. Since the Deep Web people chose Victor to die in my place, they could very well be playing a game that includes me being alive for several years and then killing me. Whatever I do, I am afraid. I hardly use the computer or want anything to do with going online. Sometimes I feel like, just like my friend, I died that night. Do you know what I think next? That no one will ever pay for what they did to us. Alan and his parents are probably free, happy, and doing the same to other people.
If you have kids, you know that you do anything for them. Almost anything, and I'm not different. When my two teenagers asked for a puppy dog of a specific breed, I agreed to get it for them. We live on a ranch, so it makes sense to have a dog around. I was never keen on having pets beyond all the farm animals we have. But now that my daughters wanted a pet dog, I was determined to get one for her. The only problem is that it's not easy to get a Mexican hairless dog. These dogs are extremely rare and expensive. Forget about the money. I was willing to pay a large sum for a healthy purebred dog. But no shop in our town had one available. I asked my daughters if a golden retriever or even a German shepherd was okay, but they had their hearts set on this particular breed. Mexican hairless dogs are not only intelligent, but they're very beautiful to look at as well. I searched to see if any other pet shops in the neighboring towns could get me one, but none of them could, no matter how much money I was offering. Then I started looking at the pet shops in the whole state. And neither one of them could make one pup available in the short time I was looking for one. The wait list was at least 6 months to a year long. I even tried some pet adoption shelters, but they didn't have a Mexican hairless. As a last-ditch attempt, I even joined a few forums and social media groups of people who owned exotic dogs. But the ones who had a Mexican hairless were not ready to part ways with their dog, even if it was for two teenage girls. I was so frustrated seeing the defeated looks on their faces that I turned to some not-so-straightforward ways to get a dog. Yep, you guessed it. I started browsing the dark web to find a Mexican hairless pup. I'd done my research and I knew the chances of getting a purebred healthy pup from the dark web was tough, but I still wanted to take a chance for my babies. Finally, after days of browsing the deep web, I found a puppy mill that could provide me with a Mexican hairless. I was delighted, and they even assured me that it was a purebred pup. The cost of the pup wasn't too much, so I agreed to purchase it. I sent them the advance amount through an international payment gateway. They assured me that they would send the pup to our doorstep in the next week or so. I didn't tell my family about the dog's arrival, as a small part of me knew that this might very well be a scam. But, as expected, a man arrived at my doorstep, and he had a Mexican hairless pup with him. He handed me the pup, and I made the remaining payment, after making sure the pup was at least physically healthy. Then I quietly grabbed a cardboard box and kept the pup in it. He was barking softly and seemed very happy to see me, continuously wagging his tail. I placed the box on our doorstep and pretended to not know that it was left there. When my eldest daughter, who was 14 at the time, saw the box and found the puppy in it, she screamed, and the next thing I knew, everyone was caressing the little guy. My wife and my daughters were so happy. Seeing them happy moved me to tears and made me happy. The next night, that little pup slept in my daughter's room, and the next morning, I got a big hen's coop for the pup to sleep in, as he was untrained and had pooped and peed on the carpet 3 times already. We didn't have any dog trainers in our house, so my eldest daughter took it upon herself to train the pup. Days passed, and weird things started to happen on the ranch. Some hens went missing, and my cows fell ill. The horses behaved weirdly whenever they saw the pup, and all the animals were always on edge around the new dog. At first, I thought it was just because the dog was new and the animals would take time to accept him. But 2 months passed and it was still the same. By now, the pup had grown a little bit and understood basic commands. He was a pretty intelligent dog. And I was very happy that I got a legit purebred dog on the dark web. One evening when my wife and I were sipping tea on the front porch, my daughter came running down from her room, crying. Naturally, we were worried and asked her what had happened, so she told us that the pup bit her. Mind you, the dog had never done anything like that before. But we did know that she also played with the dog the most, and it might have been an accident. So we let it slide. We took her to the doctor, and that was that. The chickens were still going missing, though. Finally, after losing enough hens, we decided to put up a CCTV camera in the hen house.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For the first week after the installation of the CCTV cameras, no hens were stolen or killed. I thought that finally the culprit had stopped, as he or she knew that I would catch him. But one morning as I went into the hen house, two chickens were missing. So I went and checked the CCTV footage. But I found nothing. And worst of all, no one had tampered with the footage. The next day, one of my horses died. He was all right the night before, and the next morning, we just found him dead in the stable. There was a weird bite mark near his front left leg that didn't match any animal that I knew. That's when, for the first time, I made the connection that all these incidents started happening as soon as the new pup had arrived, and the barn animals hadn't ever accepted him. He slept in either the living room or in my daughter's bedroom. I started keeping an eye on the dog, and I noticed some things amiss about him. He was always way too friendly around our family, but when he was roaming in the yard alone or when he was alone in the house, his behavior was different. I even caught him walking on two legs, but that could very well have been a trick my daughters taught him. He was hardly interested in sticks, dog toys, or even his dog bed when he was alone. He always roamed around the chicken coop and the other animals, just like a predator would. He even barked and snarled on the animals, and the animals were dang near afraid of him. So I secretly installed a CCTV camera in the barn as well, and I didn't tell anyone about it. The next day when I saw the footage, I saw the most horrific sight of my life. The dog that was sleeping in my daughter's room had walked into the barn in the middle of the night when most of the animals were asleep. He had opened his mouth abnormally large, and his tongue had come out as well. On his tongue, I saw another set of teeth appear, and he bit one of my cows on the abdomen. The cow didn't even flinch. She just bled out, and this dog licked the spilled blood. But before walking out, he cleaned his fur by jumping into the big tub full of drinking water for the cattle. I was just shocked as I looked at my laptop screen and at the dog that was playing in the yard with my kids. I calmly called the kids inside, and the dog followed them, and I told everyone that the dog was going to leave today. I had no idea what to do with this creature, whatever it was, but I was going to get rid of it before the next prey was one of my family members. The cow, of course, died. My daughters cried that I was taking their pet away, but when I showed the video to my wife, she too was shocked and agreed that the dog needed to go. All while the dog was sitting in the corner, aptly listening to our conversation. But when I decided to pick it up and put it in my truck, he started barking, and the only two people who could go near him were my daughters. Finally, I had no choice. So I brought my hunting rifle, and I was going to put him down right then and there. My daughters were crying and crying, but my wife held them back when I tied the dog to a tree and was about to shoot him. Just as I was about to pull the trigger, the dog did the unthinkable. He transformed into that hideous creature, bringing his extra set of jaws out of his long tongue. This scared my daughters, but it was too late. He'd already bit the rope around his neck and freed himself. He launched towards my youngest, but I was quick enough. I shot it thrice, and it fell to the ground bleeding. His blood was dark red, almost black, unlike anything I'd ever seen. My kids were hysterical, and my lovely wife was trying to take care of them. I didn't want to take any chances. That evening, I cut the head off the animal and burned it. After that, I did some research and found out that it wasn't a dog. It was what was called a chupacabra caper, or perhaps a skinwalker. But I've learned my lesson never to purchase anything from the dark web again. You never know what you are bringing into your home. As a doctor who graduated in the 1980s, I hardly ever came into contact with a computer. Although all the management staff in my private hospital uses computers to do crucial tasks, I never really went beyond the papers and the pen. My two kids, Laya, 12 years, and Sam, 14 years, are pretty good at using the computer and the internet. Even my wife manages to pay all the bills online. But despite being a surgeon, I'm not so good at using the computer or the laptop. So, to put an end to this issue, I asked my son to teach me the basics of the computer. I must say, taking computer lessons from my son was pretty fun. In the first few sessions, I became a pro at using all the basic features of the computer. However, we haven't yet started using the internet. You may have guessed it by now, but I didn't have an account on any social media platforms, so my son was going to help me set them up. He also told me that having social media accounts would make me more popular and get me more patients. And I would do anything to get more patients. So, as the days passed, I had an Instagram account, a Google account, a Facebook account, and a LinkedIn account. Although it was fun at first to find relatives and friends on these social media sites, I quickly grew bored of them and used them only for work and promotions at my hospital. Day by day, I was getting more and more familiar with these apps. One day, I was using my son's laptop while he was at school. A notification popped up in my browser. It said, "Do you want to get more patients, Dr. Phillip?" Back then, I wasn't much aware of the negative aspects of the internet or how people are tricked into doing bad things. So, you could guess how ecstatic I was when I saw that personalized notification. I clicked on the link below the notification, and when I did that, I got a warning from the browser that this wasn't a safe site, and that if I clicked on that link, I would be exploring the dark web. I had no clue what the dark web was, and honestly, the opportunity of having more patients and more publicity had blinded me for the moment. I clicked on the link, and a sophisticated-looking web page popped up. It asked me to fill out a form, which would have all of my details, and soon I got an email. It was an invitation to a party that would help me to network. But there was a catch. I was not allowed to bring a plus one, meaning I would not be able to take my wife with me. But Jeanette gets bored in my doctor's conferences anyway, so this was a boon in disguise. The party, or should I say so-called networking conference, was going to be a week later. I had my best suit out and a bunch of my business cards in my pocket. I was glad that I started the social media accounts and learning the computer, otherwise I would not have gotten this opportunity. I reached the party and it was nothing special, just a high-end party with lots of food and booze. For a moment, I thought this was some prank and someone had taken advantage of my lack of digital education. But soon, some of the famous people in our city showed up at the party and I saw my chance to network. I was having a good time, eating delicious food and having a drink every once in a while. That's when suddenly the music came to a halt and all the people cleared the dance floor. There was an eerie silence, one that you only encounter at funerals. There may have been 10 to 15 people wearing black robes with conical tall black hats walking out in a line. They surrounded the dance floor. I found this part of the party quite strange as none of them were showing their faces. Every single one of them had a devilish mask on their face, and each mask was scarier than the other. For a moment, I thought about my teenage daughter, who would have been terrified by this scene, and especially all the horrid-looking masks. But my attention was transfixed on the dance floor, in the center of which a small baby lay down. From my experience, I could say that the kid was a few months short of being a year old. The spotlights on the dance floor were focused on the baby, and so much brightness must have made the child cry. I could not spot the baby's parents anywhere in the audience, as no sane parent would expose a young kid to such a harsh light. Nevertheless, no one stepped forward to rescue the kid. Instead, one of the masked figures stood beside the kid. He said something in Latin, I guess, and then the rest of the masked men started drawing symbols around the baby with colored powders. The kids' cries were the only thing anyone could hear besides the chanting of some sort of Latin spell by the masked men. Soon, the leader of these men drew a knife and sliced the forehead and arm of the kid. I could tell from my seat that it wasn't a deep cut, but it still drew blood enough to make the kid shriek in pain. As a doctor, my first instinct was to go help the kid, but I somehow felt compelled to sit and watch like the rest of the people there. Then, the so-called ritual ended, and the masked men approached the spectators. One of them stood in front of me and introduced himself as Jordan. Then he proceeded and told me everything about myself. It felt as if he had done my background check before our meeting.
You came to this party to network, am I right, Dr. Phillip? Well, here's the deal. We could guarantee that your hospital will get more patients than ever, but in exchange, you will need to give us one of your children.
The shock on my face must have spoken for itself, but Jordan immediately continued.
No, no, doctor. Not in the physical sense. We will not take away your child from you. We just need you to promise your kid's soul to us.
Although now that I think about it, I understand how ridiculous it was of me to even consider such an offer. But at that moment, I kid you not, all I could see was how well my hospital would do if I made this deal. More patients meant more money, which indirectly meant better vacations for my family. Sure, Jordan. You can have my daughter, Laya.
All right, Dr. Phillip. Consider the job done.
And Jordan left as fast as he had come. And after a few minutes, all the masked men had gone and the party continued as usual. That night when I came home, my wife was in my daughter's room nursing her. Apparently, Laya had woken up, screaming and burning up. She had a temperature, and my wife was waiting for me to return. I quickly medicated her, and soon she was okay. Or so we thought. The night terrors continue to this day, and they're getting worse. Laya's health was deteriorating. She wasn't doing good in school or personally. She said that there were monsters in her dreams that wouldn't let her sleep, and would just torment her during the day, too. I was losing my kid before my own eyes. Deep down, I knew the reason. I just refused to admit it. I was trying to rationalize her behavior by taking her to psychiatrists, but nothing seemed to work. And one night, everything crossed its limit when Laya woke up screaming as usual. But this time, she had claw marks on her back which were so deep that I could see her raw flesh exposed. That's when I confided in my wife and told her why this was happening and all that happened at the party. She's a religious woman and contacted the church the next day. A priest named Father Ivan came to meet Laya and he soon confirmed my suspicion that someone had done some kind of black magic on my daughter. I ended up telling him about the party too. He blessed Laya, which made her feel better for a few days, but not for long. Finally, Father Ivan performed a cleansing ceremony on my daughter, which was as good as baptizing her once again, introducing her to the faith again.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This seemed to free Laya from the clutch of whatever evil had taken control of her. However,
Father Ivan suggested we leave the country for good, as he suspected that whoever had done this to my daughter would return to collect his payment. I sold my hospital and our house, and we moved to Spain. In the end, I had to abandon the hospital I did all this for in order to save my family. Now we live in a Spanish village where I work as a healer. We are away from all the money and the prosperity of the city, and especially away from the internet and the dark web.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at weightwatchers.com.